This is Dialogue from An American Mosaic. It's a big country for an old man. I'm John Van Dyke. I'm 81 years old. 7 years ago, I was caught surprised, maybe like a lot of people. I did not understand what was going on in my country. Maybe it was a wake-up for me, and maybe for a lot of people. Since that time, I've been talking about it, writing about it, having conversations with strangers about their lives, community, family, work, trying to understand who we are, who are we today, and something about our places. I've written a book about my journey titled Boom, It's a Big Country for an Old Man. In it, I talk about the places, things I discovered, conversations with people that I met that are just strangers that I meet in places like coffee shops, hotels, on the street, all people, different walks of life, just talking about what matters to them, their lives, community, jobs, family, and my observations about how this has impacted me and how that has changed while I was on my journey. The things that I was discovering my country through the back roads, the little places, places that many people don't go. I was not going to tourist attractions. I really wasn't going to the big cities. Mostly about just who we are and how our places impact us, and families and generations that have worked in industries, many that have disappeared, gone offshore. I think in the end, I have an understanding about who we are and maybe why we are so divided and so polarized today. There were a lot of things that started way before the 2016 election. We've been neglecting a lot of people, and a lot of people had something to say, and we weren't listening. And now we are. But I think it's good to understand something about our country and places and people, and understand why we are the country we are. And I was encouraged. I think that I'm very optimistic about the people. I question leaders and some of the motivation, and I don't really understand why they want us to be divided, but they certainly are working at that. And it seemed to me that there were two things that were occurring while I was on my journey. I would talk to people and understand the people, and then I would listen to the rhetoric and some of the things from leadership, and it seemed like it was two different countries. Someone was telling us how bad we are and the problems of our country, and that wasn't what I was finding. I was finding people that did have problems, but people that were optimistic, people that were coping, and people that were adapting. I was very encouraged with the conversations and what I found in our country. My book, Boom, It's a Big Country for an Old Man, will be available on Amazon and other outlets as an ebook, as a hardbound book, and as a paperback book. Sometime in very early summer of 2024, so that is coming up very, very soon. I hope that you will buy a book, through any of those options that are available, and please read the book. That's what I care about. Not selling the book, but having an audience reading the book. I think it is so important to understand our country today. We are in a historic moment, and it's something that is going to be stories and things for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to somehow or another read and understand when it's their time to be in charge of our country and coping with whatever they have in front of them in the world that they will inherit. You will be able to find information about the book at johnvandyke.com. That is johnvandyke.com. Additional information about the project is at American-Mosaic.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you will read the book.